Well, yes, the pianos are on parade. They've been painted, and they'll be on display at locations around town this summer for people to sit down and play. The event is sponsored by the Kansas City Music Teachers Association, which is celebrating its 100th anniversary this year by backing the event along with Keys for 4 Kids, a local nonprofit that restores donated used pianos to make them available at low cost. Here to talk about it are Lisa Katanek. She's a chair of pianos on parade and certification chair for the Kansas City Music Teachers Association. Lisa, nice to have you. Good morning.
Hi.
Newell Hill is also here. He's executive director of Keys for 4 Kids. Newell, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having me, Steve.
On the phone is Whitney Manny, as one of the local artists who took part in transforming one of the pianos. She creates garments and textile designs under her emerging Whitney Manny label, which can be found at Halls, Kansas City. Whitney, good morning to you, too. How is everything?
Everything's great. How are y'all doing?
Thanks for joining us, Whitney. I appreciate it. Lisa, this idea was not born here in Kansas City. Where did it come from, and why did we do it?
Well, when I first came up with it, I thought it was an original idea. I had not ever heard of it
and
being done anywhere.
You wanted it to be, right?
Yeah. I wanted it to be an original idea.
Yeah.
I found out that Lou Jerram, an artist out of New York City, actually started it. And if you go to New York City in the summertime, I believe you can find pianos around Central Park.
Mm-hmm.
It's been done in little cities all across the nation. St. Paul, Minnesota, with Newell's organization, Keys for Kids, actually has done it for the past several years in St. Paul, Minnesota. They even do it in Seattle and Portland. And if they can do it there, as rainy as it is, we can certainly do it here in Kansas City.
Explain what this event is and how do you make money for charity? What are we talking about when we talk about pianos being on parade?
Good question. In St. Paul, they actually have a parade that the piano's actually in a parade. Thus, pianos on parade.
And we don't have a parade here.
We did. We were in the Brookside St. Patrick's Day parade, actually. We had 4 pianos on a float playing Irish music. It was really, really cool. But what we did in Kansas City to have them on parade is we had sponsors. Sponsored the pianos for $2,500 for one piano. Many places like Waldo have 5 pianos. They sponsored, multiple pianos were sponsored at $2,000 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
That covers our cost of pianos on parade, moving the pianos. This week, we're moving 60-plus pianos out of Union Station.
And taking them where?
All over the city.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the sponsors are businesses, individuals, and actually cities. For example, the city of Gladstone is going to have one in Linden Park. We're going to have them as far north as Excelsior Springs in Liberty Square, Lee Summit, and then Briarcliff has 3. Zona Rosa is going to have 2. Coming on south, we have River Market, downtown, Westport, the Plaza has 2.
So the cities and the different organizations pay to have the pianos brought to them.
That's right.
To have them painted and decorated and
That's right. So you were asking about the cost. So the sponsorship fee covers the cost of moving them. We paid the artist a small stipend. We have other expenses. And then the remaining goes to benefit the Kansas City Music Teachers Association and Keys for Kids programs. Keys for Kids has some really, really great programs that they support. Kansas City Music Teachers Association has scholarships and student events that it supports.
Well, Newell Hill, come in here. Is it Keys for 4 Kids?
Yeah, you can say Keys for 4 Kids. It's from the time signature.
Yeah, right.
You can also say Keys for Kids or just Keys, however you want to say it.
And how does Keys for 4 Kids benefit from all this?
Sure. So we're a 501c3 charity. All the pianos we receive are donations from the community. People get a tax write-off for those donations. We try to fix the pianos and sell them to raise money for our programs. Some of the pianos aren't quite, in-home
mm-hmm.
quality, and so we use them for our programs, such as Pianos on Parade, where we, have kids and artists paint these pianos and put them around the city.
And so you sell them once they've been distributed around the city and the program ends, and you sell them at that point to make some money?
Well, we have locations in the West Bottoms and Crossroads where we have normal non-painted pianos that people can buy with warranties. But for the pianos that we can't warranty or might have other issues, we use them in our programming.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And which charities benefit from all this?
Sure. So we have 4 programs. One of them is Pianos on Parade. We try to get the pianos into schools. That's kind of our focus area is getting the pianos there. We have curriculum that we've developed that allows teachers to use the pianos as a focal point in their classroom to kind of engage the kids and make learning more fun.
Yeah, and how does that work? And how beneficial are pianos in classrooms?
Yeah, we've found that teachers and students are very receptive to having the pianos in the classroom. It just makes things more fun for the kids.
Are these music classes or just the regular classes?
Well, it's kind of fun because it can be a music class. It could be an art class. We've also done curriculum around physics, so the science of sound, teaching kids about how music and how the notes create the sound that you hear. We've done things in reading where kids will read a story and then, you know, interpret that story onto the piano artistically. So it's just so many possibilities for these old pianos that are sitting unused in people's homes to give back and help kids.
Yeah, Lisa?
So 16 of these pianos, of the 60 pianos that are going to be around the city, 16 were painted by area schools. Elementary to high school. The rest of them were transformed by our local Kansas City artists.
And so 60 are being distributed all over the city. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let me bring Whitney into our conversation here. Whitney Manny, who's painted one of these pianos. Describe what you did, Whitney.
So I just kind of went with a basically like an illustrated paint drip kind of effect. So I did like large scale paint drips, and I did them in really bright colors. If anybody has ever seen any of my clothing that I make, there's always hot pink and neon green involved. So, of course, I had to have that in the piano. And then after I just did the bass, I just kind of had fun just kind of freestyling on it. I'm really inspired by street art and graffiti, so I just kind of approached it like a graffiti artist would. And after I did that bass pattern, I just kind of went in and did details, paint drips, and different kind of other little motifs just to kind of tie it all together.
Hey, how difficult is it, Whitney, to paint a piano?
Wow. I thought it was going to be a lot easier than what it was. A piano, especially, and I picked a big piano. Somebody should have said, girl, this is your first time. Maybe we should do a smaller piano. It was a lot of work because, you know, you got to sand it down. You got to prime it.
I was going to say.
Materials. Yeah, your materials really come into key. You got to have top quality stuff because if not, you'll be painting forever. I kind of lucked out with that. And also when you're painting it live, it's kind of like a surreal experience because I spend a lot of time in studio.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you have people just kind of like staring at you and you're kind of like, oh my gosh, am I doing a good job? Is this good enough? I hope everybody will like it. But it was really fun to just kind of take something and transform it into something fun. And I could tell that the kids loved it. So if that can get them interested in music, then that's great.
I'm sorry, you did your painting at Union Station or did you do it somewhere else?
I did it at Union Station.
So this is where lots of other pianos were being painted at the same time then, right?
Yes.
So you did keep your eye out on what your competitors, I'm putting quotes around the word competitors, were doing.
Right, yeah, you have to stay so focused because everybody's around you. Oh my God, theirs looks amazing.
Yeah.
And then you're trying to keep from second guessing yourself and you're trying to talk to everybody, answer everybody's questions, and kind of keep your energy up. But it's for such a great cause, so I didn't mind it. It was a lot of fun.
Well, I was going to ask Lisa Katanak. You know, one of my next door neighbor, Charlie Podaberik in Westwood, painted one of the pianos that was on display at Union Station for a while, and it's just absolutely a sight to behold. I mean, his was very elaborate with the phrase "going to Kansas City" on the music rack, and. Do people tend to dismantle these pianos to decorate them appropriately, Lisa, or I'm not sure how Charlie did his?
Well, first of all, I want to say that Whitney's piano is going to be seen on the plaza.
Okay.
And it's being delivered right now, even as we speak. The plaza.
Yay!
Yeah, the plaza pianos, two of them will be in front of Seasons 52 and in front of Scooter's Coffee House.
And where will Whitney's be, do you know?
Whitney, do you know which location? I don't have those notes in front of me.
I heard that mine will be in front of Scooters.
I thought it was Scooters.
Okay.
I was pretty sure it was Scooters.
Between H&M and Banana Republic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of the pianos we do take apart so they can be painted faster. You know, it's like painting a window. We will have these pianos tuned one time during the summer because the humidity and the rain. So Keys for Kids has graciously agreed to come through and maintain the pianos at one point. And it's like a window. You can paint a piano shut and then the piano tuners can't get in there to tune it. So we did have to instruct. We have a painting, believe it or not, painting a piano video to show how the artist can very carefully paint it so that you can still open it.
Well, Charlie's, not to dwell on Charlie Podobaric's painting too much, his was so elaborate, so stunning. I had the impression, because he got underneath, what's the thing called you lift up to,
grand piano lid.
The grand piano lid. The lid is painted on both sides. I'm thinking, how did he get, do you have any sense of how he got underneath the lid?
Oh, we took the lid off, and he actually took that home.
He did take it off. Yeah. Well, now I feel better, because I was thinking he was a miracle worker, and he painted all over that piano.
So you may notice that what we did is we put a mirror on top of the soundboard. So because originally when we saw it, we were thinking, oh, my gosh, he's got those pylons down there, and you can't really see them.
Yeah.
So we put a mirror on top of the soundboard, so when you walk up, you can look inside the piano and see the reflection of the underneath of the lid. It's really stunning.
His piano was unveiled when and where? How did that work?
It's the 1st of March. We had a huge unveiling down at Union Station. Charles Askew, a student who has benefited both from Kansas City Music Teachers Association and Keys for Kids, unveiled the piano by playing one of his original pieces on it. And it was really fun.
Newell, I noticed that some of the artists went 3D on us, and they actually added props to the top of the piano and everything else. Why do they do that? That's permissible too, I gather.
Yeah, we try to limit how much people put on the piano because we have to cover them, you know, when it rains, and it can just, you know, cause trouble if people break things off the piano. I want to bring up one of the artists, Anita Sisk, who actually built an entire dinosaur that was 14 feet tall by 20 feet long around her piano. So,
oh, really?
Next year, we're going to probably have some limitations around that. But
oh, come on.
It was so cool.
I'm glad she did it.
But
wow.
It's supposed to look like dinosaur bones.
Well, there's some events coming up this summer. There's something called the Big Picnic. What's that all about, Lisa?
That's sponsored by Kansas City Parks and Rec and Nelson Art Gallery. So they did it last year on the lawn of the Nelson Art Gallery. And we're going to have a pop-up piano. So sponsors can also sponsor a pop-up piano for $500. Mm. And we'll bring a brightly painted piano. Alan Winkler painted a really cool piano with great big eyes on it. That's one of our pop-up pianos, and we'll bring it to that event. We also have a chalkboard piano that we're going to bring to the Prairie Village Art Fair this weekend. Prairie Village has two pianos. In addition to that, they're going to have a chalkboard piano. And then the week of June 8th, we're going to bring two pianos, and you talk about taking them apart. So we took some pianos apart, and we're going to take them to the zoo.
Wow.
And we're going to have zoo residents painting the pianos. The zoo will not commit to who's painting because they don't know.
Residents mean like the chimpanzees?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So it could be an elephant, chimpanzee, orangutans.
Elephant might step on it, Lisa.
Well, they're very prolific painters, actually, with their snout, trunk. Yeah.
Who knew?
And also penguins paint. So the zoo says whoever's in the mood for painting that week, people can come down and watch parts of a piano being transformed.
Oh, all kinds of fun stuff going on. I want to thank Lisa Katanak, Newell Hill with Keys 4-4 Kids, Whitney Manny for her good work painting one of these pianos. Thanks so much, and good luck
thank
with
you.
Everything. Okay, guys?
Thank you. Come by and see them.
I will. You bet.